turn around and learn like this. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Ha'ima ragda shozu oila. Say kul oila, somebody has his own animal. And he says he only wants the regal, just the foot of it, to become a carbon oila. So I would have thought to say the whole thing is chal. It's nispashit. Tamulemna, the pasuk says, kol ha-shayitim imenu la-shem, yiyah kaddish. Anything you want to give from the animal could become kaddish. So Diyakid says, mimenu la-shem, v'loy kulu la-shem. It's possible just to be makdish part of it. There could be makdish just the regal by itself. Part of it, you could give to Hashem. So, right, so Yochel, I would have thought to say then, teitzei l'chulim. Yeah, so maybe you could do whatever you want with it. You could be yotzei l'chulim if you want to. That you could be poyder it and just be yotzei l'chulim. Talmud lomar, no, it says yiyah kaddish, that this animal does have kedusha. I call upon him in the regal of it, it's chal kedusha on it. So a case of what do you have to do with such an animal? That you are marked as just the foot. So only the foot has a kedusha's oiler on it. So what do you do with this animal now? So like this. Timcha letzorach yolus. You have to sell this animal to somebody that wants to bring a korban oila. So sell it to him. V'dumeh chulun, the money you get from it, you could use the money. Chutz medumeh eva shavo, excluding the value of this one leg. Since you already makdish that leg, that you can't take the money. That you have to give it to the hegdish, the money. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. These are words of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. That's their shita. The b'kitz of you makdish just the foot of an animal, so the kedusha is only chal upon that foot, not the rest of the behemoth. However, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, they both say no. That minayin, how do I know to say? Leon, if somebody says, ragla shezu oila, the leg of this animal should be a korban oila, shekul oila, it's chal on the whole animal a korban oila. Shem the pasuk says, kol ha-shayitim imenu la-shem, anything you give to Hashem, it all automatically becomes hegdish. Kishoyim, when the pasuk, so that pasuk was mashma mimenu, you could be makdish only part of it. But kishoyim, when the next pasuk says, Yeah, Kodesh is the Rambas as Kulas, come to Marbo, so the whole animal becomes Kodesh. That's Rabbi Yossi Svar, he says Nespashet, that once you want to make just a regular Kodesh, automatically it's Nespashet over the whole animal. Omama, what we just say, what's the eighth according to the Tanakhama? That when you mark this just the foot, so you have to sell it to someone that needs a Korban Oila. So Omama, Timorch is sell it to Tzorchio, someone that needs a Korban Oila. So the question is why? If that person was mechayiv himself to bring a korban oila, he has to bring the complete korban. Here, what you're selling him right now, it's like you are makdish the foot, so it's get like you're not selling him the foot. That guy only has the rest of the animal, but the foot is like your kedusha. So that person, that yotze, is neder. Rashi says, "Shrei oisei aver eina shaloi." It's not his. El lechayiv asamoich. It's like your chayiv. So that person made a neder to bring his own carbon. He shouldn't be yotze with this carbon. So my rabbi says like this. The yom of the person says, Harei elai oila b'chayiha. I have to bring carbon oila, stam b'chayiha means, Rashi says, Harei elai l'hakriv, kol heivorim shebein l'chayim menu. I have a chiyuv to bring a carbon oila, all the heivorim, all the limbs that keep it alive. But mashmi, you don't need every single limb of the animal. You only need the vital limbs that keep it alive. So therefore, this regal, we're talking about the bottom part of the regal, it can live without it. So therefore, you do not mean to bring it for your nether. So in such a case, you'd be yotzei nether even without this regal. So the regal remains kaddish because of the first one's kedusha. Then the second one, when he buys it, he's makdish the rest of it, and his yotzei's nether. Now, Omer Rav Chizda says, though, so good, so far over Machloka Tanakhama and Rabbi Yosi, or Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you makdish the regal, only the regal is kaddish. And if Yosi yells no, the animal becomes Kaddish. Talagmor says, Omar Rav Chizda, Chizda says, you should know, Moedir Rav Yehuda, even Rav Yehuda, he would agree though, that Bedover Shoy Soy Satrefa. Let's say, if you makdish not just the bottom part of the leg, but you makdish the whole leg, even the top part, above the knee, at the other lock was, if you cut that off the animal, it becomes a Trefa, so that's sitting like a Dover Shanashamat Luyabal, like he'll die without it. And therefore, if you mean to be makdish the whole leg, so even Rav Yehuda would agree, the whole animal becomes Kaddish. Rav says no, only the dover shoy sois in the vela. It's not enough just something that makes it into a trefa, there has to be more you take off that makes it into a nevela. The vela is even worse than a trefa. We'll soon see. Rav holds that a trefa alone could live. If you make him into a nevela, then he can't live. Rav Sheshes says even further than this. Sheshes Omer, the dover shumais, not even something that makes him into a nevela, but it has to be something that if that point piece wouldn't be here, the animal will die. That's called Dovash and Hashamat Luyabar. So if you mean to be makdish, let's say the head. So without the head, the animal can't live. So then even if Yehuda would agree that once the Kedusha is chal upon the head, it's a migla chal upon the whole body also. Now the Gemara explains, what's the three of machlokes? Ma'ika, what's the difference between Rav Chisda l'Rava? Ika b'nayu treifa chaya. The law, if you have a treifa, could it live or not? Which really a machlokes, the Gemara n'chulin. But Rav Chisda savar lo kamandiyama treifa n'chaya. He goes, no. Once a bein has one of the youth has treifas, it can't live. That's considered then like a dover shanashama tluyibo. So if you makdish anything that would make the animal into a treifam, then the kedusha is chal upon the whole behema. For other sovereign, no, that's not enough. Because he holds command yom a treifa chai, even though the behema became a treifa, still it could live. So it's not enough just to make it into a treifa. Now, ma'ika bein robel or sheshes, that Rav says you have to make it into a nevela. Rav Sheshes says it has to die. Ika benayin the Reb Loza, that we hold from Reb Loza's halacha. The Yom Rabbi Loza holds Nitlo Yerech V'Chalal Shalom. If you have an animal and you take off its thigh and the whole Chalal, though a hollow part of it there, so that makes it into a Nevela. So Shalom is, does everybody agree for this? Rabbi Savulok Reb Loza, Rabbi holds that also, that even though he just took off the thigh of the animal and the hollowness also there, that's enough to make it into a Nevela as if it would Vaday die, can't live. Therefore, if you are makdish the whole thigh, that's also called a dover shanashama tluyibom, and the whole behemah becomes kaddish. However, Rav Sheshes leisavolok Rav Leza, first doesn't like Rav Leza, and he holds no, that alone will not make it into a treifa. So therefore, into an emase that won't die. So therefore, Rav Sheshes says it has to be something that would mamish really make it die. By kolponim, these three all hold the same yisod that even according to Yehuda, when does he say if you makdish the regal, the rest of the animal is not kaddish, that's only, it's not something that will die. But if you mark this part of the body, like the head, that it can't live without the head, then everybody agrees, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the kedusha will be chal upon the whole behema. So Mor says, is that true? Mates, we have a question. Omer Rebbe says like this, that Niran Divir Rabbi Yehuda, I like the words of Rabbi Yehuda, that he says only the regular is chal, the dover shenan neshom atluyibo, on something where you mark this just the regular, where it can live without it. But the Divrei Rabbi Yosi, I like the words of Rabbi Yosi, the Dover Shanashama Tluyibo, if you are makdish the head, they can't live without it, then I like the words of Rabbi Yosi, that the Kedusha is chal upon those things. So Lav, according to Rabbi, don't we see, Nechlal the Pligi led Rabbi Yehuda. Mash Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Yosi, even in a case where it's Neshama Tluyibo. So Rabbi says, in such a case, I like the words of Rabbi Yosi. But Mash from Rabbi Yehuda himself argues in all cases and holds, any time you makdish even the head, still it's not chal on the whole behema. So it's not like we were saying before in Rab and Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. So the answer is no. Vishleim and Nirin, what's like this? Vishleim and Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Vishleim is good at what we say. Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Pidav Hashem HaNeshama Tluyibo. Mechlal Dapola Galeh de Rabbi Yehuda. That's good. That we understand. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even on something that's not Neshama Tluyibo, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Kedusha is chal. But Elu, what you said, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Dovash and Hashem Atluyibo. So Lav Mechlal the Pola Galei de Rabbi Yehuda. Mash Rabbi Yehuda argues on him that you tell him Mash Mitzvah Machloi, because if you don't, even though you makdish the head, only the head is chal and not the rest of the body. And Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says, no, the whole body is chal. So here Rabbi says, I like Rabbi Yehuda's words. So Mash Mitzvah, if Yehuda argues even by Dovash and Hashem Atluyibo, is so Tiyufta the Kula to cash in all these of Chizd and Rab and Rosh Hashas. So Rosh Hashanah, no, that's not the Pshat of in Rabbi. And I tell you, rather, it should be like this, that really chasur mechus, something is missing in Bokhutani, this is the way it should be learned, Bokhutani. Nirin Divrei Rabbi, I like the words of Rabbi, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yosi, the Rabbi Yehuda, I like the words of Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Bedavash and Hashem Atluyibo. You know why? You know what Rabbi meant to say? Because he holds, Shaf Rabbi Yehuda la Nechlakulav, even if Yehuda does not argue on him. Eller, he only argues, Bedavash and Hashem Atluyibo. Avo Bedavash and Hashem Atluyibo, Moidilei. For the Dovash and the Shamat Luyibah, he also admits to say, the Kedusha is chal upon the whole behema. See if it comes a good like Rav Chisda, and like Rav, and like Rav Sheshes, that even according to Rav Yehuda, if you mark this something like the head, that for sure can't live without it, then everybody agrees, the Kedusha is chal upon the whole behema. Nothing more says, boy Rav asks the Shaila, boif ma, what's going to be by a knife? If you mark this just the leg of a knife, is it also chal on the whole bird or not? Tehema, Rachamana, pasuk says in this parasha of Kol Hashvitim Imenu Hashem, word behema. So maybe on a behema, only by the behema animal we have this. Or Dilma maybe no. The pasuk says Korbanam Rachmanam, Vainami Korbanu. A bird is also called a korban, so taiku. That's a good shot that remains a taiku. Boy, Rav, it's another shayla. What's going to be hikdish eva ledomov? You makdish, let's say, the regal for its value, for its money. Not that you makdish the regal to be kedushas aguf. So now, Mal, what's the locha? Do we say two migos or not? One story is we should say, Mal the teichas lo kedushas aguf. Do we say that kedushas aguf is chal upon the whole behemoth or not? It should be like this. Mi yama, do we say, ki when the nacht lo kedushas domin, once kedushas domin is chal upon this aver, nacht lo nam kedushas aguf. That's always a migo that we say. Once you makdish a baal mum, a tzmimim, even though you only makdish it for money, but once the kedushas domim is chal, it's automatically chal a kedushas aguf on that one regal. And now, mi diyakdish olachad aver, since one regal now has a kedushas aguf on it, ak tashel kula, so it's also spreads out over the whole body, according to Rabbi Yossi. A dilma maybe no, chad migu amma, we only say one migu. That if you would have been makdish right away this regal for kedushas aguf, then it spreads over the whole body. But shrei migul lo yomar, but we don't say two migus. So that's the shaila. We don't hear. You have to say two migus. First of all, you only makdish just one regal for the domin. So you have to say one migul since it's chal for the value of it. It's chal kedushas aguf. Then a second migul spreads over the whole body. So that's the shaila. Do we say two migus or not? So Mora says tivshel lev day should have bought a proof for himself. The yomar rov rova says. Hikdish zochel adamov, if you makdish a zochel for its value, kodesh kedushas aguf, the kedushas aguf is chal upon the animal. So Gemara could show what the havimini was. Gemara says poshid, hosam the yakdash shelakulei. His havimini was you only makdish part of it. Gemara says no, there is telling that you will makdish no animal for kedushas domin. So there it's only one migul that since the kedushas domin is chal, it's automatically chal kedushas aguf. But here our shala was. The act of shechad eivor, you only makdish just one eivor of it. So to say two migos might take it as philosophic. Boy minay mirava, yes, the shalom from Rava. And she says, boy minay abaya mirava. What's going to be hektish chad eivor mal begiza? Let's say you only makdish one eivor, just the regal, or you're allowed to shear off the wool off the animal. So tishlecha miho, bring a proof from here. The time we learned, lo togus bechor tzenecha, you can't shear off the wool off your bechor. If you have a bechor that you don't shoot for, you and a guy, then you could shear off the wool. So you see what? If you have parts for you and parts for the korban, you could shear off. So Mora says, no. That's a pturim bechor. If you own a bechor, shoot for with a guy, then no kedushas chal upon the bechor at all. That's why you could shear off the wool. But hoch over here, where you make this just one regal of it, nachtalei kedusha. Like even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that only the regal remains Kaddish, not the rest of the body, but at least the regal is Kaddish. So you could have a suffix, since part of the body is Kaddish, maybe we'll be also to shear off the wool. That's a good suffix. Mishnah should have a lashon like this. Since part of it belongs to a guy, there's no way to be makdish no animal. Even though you only makdish one regal, but later you can be makdish the rest of the animal. So maybe it's like a kunaf kedush here that you can't shear off the wool. That's a tekel. Boy minay abaya miraba. Abaya is not a shalaf from Rabba. Higdish oira mal bavoida. Let's say somebody was makdish just the skin of the animal. That's all. So the question is not, could you, and the animal's alive. Can you work with the animal? So Toshma come here. Hoima, somebody says, Masha b'meyesh yazu oila. You have a pregnant cow. And you say you want to be makdish to uba, the fetus, to be a korban oila. So, and the mother is not kaddish at all. It says, muteras bagiz, you allow to shear off the wool of the mother, but the asura b'avoida, you can't work with the mother. What's the reason of make a chash uba shabo? Because working with the mother will make the uba inside become a little bit weaker. And you're making hegdish weaker, you can't do that. So we hear also, you shouldn't be able to work with this animal because you're making the skin weaker. Or Malay said back, no. Kikatona, that we learned over there, asura b'avoida, is only with the rabbonin. It's only with the rabbanim that's also, but not midi raisa. So Mor says, "Yehoch, that's the pshat of filo begiza namitis sir. If it's only us and the rabbanim, why don't the rabbanim say you can't shear off the wool?" Or Malay, no. Avoid the demichshon when you work with the mother. That maybe will make the fetus weaker. Gaza be rabbanim. The rabbanim made it zero. You may come to work with the korban. But Giza, like Gaza the Rabban, the Rabban to make an Gzera upon the Giza. Smash from here by the skin, for sure there's no Gzera either. So if even though you makdish the skin, the Chur be Mutter to work with the animal. Rashi just says, no, our Shalu is Midiraisa. So for there you can't bring a proof, there it's only Midirabbanim. But our Shalu is the Nisa Diraisa, they get Malkus, so you can't bring a proof from there. It could be Midiraisa, maybe even though you makdish the skin of this animal, you're allowed to work with the animal. We're not afraid, maybe the skin will get a little bit ruined. That doesn't bother us. The other Mora says, Boy Minaya Baim Rav Yosef. He Shlomim of Lod Chulin. That's a person was makdish just the mother and not the uber. Then you went and shecht the mother inside the Beis HaMikdash. Mal, what's the locha? Laman diyom of Lodi kachim bev yosnei kadoshim. The man diyom that says the vlad, even though it's coming out of the mother, doesn't become kachim until it's born. But before it's born, it's called chulin. So the question is then, mihevi chulin biyazorah. So when you shecht the mother right now, the shrit on the mother is like you shecht on the kid also. So who the kid right now is chulin. So is it also or not to make the shchita in the Beis HaMikdash or not? That's the shayla. Would there be an issa shchitas chulin on this korban shlamim since it has inside of the fetus that's only chulin? So is that mutter or not?
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Again, just the last Shaila was like this. The last Shaila more than Daf Yud Aleph was that the boy Minei Abayim Rav Yosef. Abayim is a Shaila from Rav Yosef like this. What's going to be Hishlomim? You have a pregnant Behema, and you make the mother, the Behema itself, into a Korban Shlomim. And Vlad the Chulin, you say that the Vlad itself that's inside the stomach, the fetus, should remain a Chulin. So who this goes according to Rav Yochanan, that you have a right that the uber is called Lav Yerachimoy. So if you wanted to, you could have made the uber kachim. You could have made even a different carbon. But if you want to, you could keep it chulin. So in the case where you kept it chulin, you said clearly only the mother would be makdish, and the uber wanted to stay chulin. So it remains chulin. Now you took this pregnant cow, and you shechted it inside the Beis HaMikdash. So now, what's the locha? Is it also or not? Because the vlad itself is chulin. So is there an issa now that you shecht in chulin in the azara? Because when you make a shchit around the shchit on the mother helps for the vlad also. So true, the mother is a kochim ishlam mika shecht inside. But since that shchit is helping for the kid and the kid is chulin, maybe it should be asa. And another shala should be, is that's where the shchit learns, that laman di yama, according to laman di yama, that vlad de kochim behevi yosan hen kadoshim. In the case, well, let's say first you are makdish a behema, and then the behema becomes pregnant. So locker is the kid inside it now is also Kaddish. Not because you were Makdish it, but because since it was created from Vahima's Kaddish, it becomes Kaddish also. And that's the Machlokes, when does the Vlad become Kaddish? Either when it's born, or else even when it's in the mother's stomach. So yes, Mishano, according to the man the Yama, that the Uber first receives its Kedusha Behavi Yosan when it's born, so now when it's in the mother's stomach, it's called Chulin. So the question is, Mehevi Chulin Biazor Eloi, when you shech the mother now inside the Beis HaMikdash, are you over in Aveira, since that shchit is also helping for the kid, and the kid is called Chulin right now, is that called Shchitas Chulin Bifnim?